The Treasury Salute, featuring as guest narrator Raymond Edward Johnson in a specially transcribed drama, The Names on a List. And now the Treasury Salute, The Names on a List.
We'll check the list now, Corporal.
Yes, Lieutenant. Burris, Edward.
Burris, Edward, check.
Donato, Peter.
Donato, Peter, check.
Martin, William.
Martin, William, check.
These are the wounded. The wounded coming home. The men for whom the war is not yet over. Litters stacked in tiers four deep in the great warm belly of a giant plane. A plane bought with your bonds.
Nurse.
Take it easy, soldier. You're going home.
This is the vast and costly machinery of the Army's medical and rehabilitation care. The care which makes men live again and weaves the strands of men's lives into the very fabric of life. Forming the pattern, joining the loose ends, tying the threads together. For the names on the list are not just names.
Burris, Edward.
Burris, Edward, check.
Eddie, you know, I think Buck knows what's going on.
Yeah, Mom. Funny how a dog can tell. He's been at my heels all day.
Any other morning, he'd be up and out after squirrels or just racing around outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Now he just sits here.
You know something's up, don't you, old boy, huh?
Don't know how you tell a dog. Buck, Eddie's going off to the Army. You won't be seeing him for quite a while, I expect.
Oh, gee, Ma.
It's all right, Eddie. I'm going to be all right. You know, Buck and I are going to be right good company for each other while you're away.
I'm glad, Ma. It's going to make me feel a whole lot better about things, knowing you two are back here together, waiting for me.
We'll be waiting all right, Eddie.
Do you remember the day I brought Buck home? I was just thinking about that.
As if I could ever forget. Poor, bedraggled-looking puppy. Dirty, looking scared to death.
I was so afraid you wouldn't let me keep him.
I know. You looked so serious and worried. So solemn for a 10-year-old. And you kept saying, I gotta keep him, Ma. I just gotta keep him.
Say, Mom.
Yes, Eddie?
Mom, if anything should happen to Buck, I mean, I know he's an old dog now, and if anything should happen to him while I'm away, will you tell me? Don't think time enough to find out when I get back, because I know I'll be thinking a lot about how it'll be coming home. And if Buck isn't going to be here, well, I just want to know that.
Sure, Eddie. I understand. I'd tell you, if Buck won't be here, you'll know.
Buck, Eddie's coming home. You do understand, don't you? Poor old Buck. Not as lively as you used to be, are you?
Spend more time right here in your bed by the stove, sleeping on that old sweater. That's Eddie's old sweater. Remember when he first went away and you wouldn't eat? Just followed me around all day and watched the window. And then I gave you Eddie's old sweater to sleep on. And then somehow you felt better about things. Buck, we've both grown old together, you and I. Grown old waiting. Oh, Buck, what if
What if Eddie... Oh, Buck.
Nurse.
Take it easy, soldier. You're going home.
You hear that? That's the voice of hope. Hope that means life. Eddie's coming home. This is the care, the costly care, which makes men live again and weaves the broken strands of their lives together. These are the men for whom the war is not yet over. Broken bodies, names on a list.
Donato, Peter.
Donato, Peter. Check.
Pete!
Louis!
Pete Donato! Well, I'm a so-and-so.
Some zoot suit, huh, Ken?
Well, will you get a load of that? Pete Donato in the U.S. Army suit suit. Kit, you look great.
Say, how's the old gang anyway? They still come into the drugstore?
Oh, listen to him. He's in the Army 6 weeks. He comes back and he's asking, how's the old gang? As if he'd been gone 6 years. Now, what's it gonna be, Pete?
Well,
I can fix you a double delicious pineapple peanut parfait with chocolate sauce, whipped cream, and pecans.
Wait a
Remember
minute.
That one, Pete? Well, you ought to. You invented it.
Jeez, I'd forgotten about that.
Or how about chocolate ice cream with marshmallows? And raspberry sauce with walnuts and cherries? Strictly on the house, Pete.
Well, I think I'll just have one of your old-time special banana splits.
Banana split it is, you bet. Bet you don't have anything like them in the army, Pete.
Huh? Yeah, that's right.
Pete, what do you figure they'll be doing with you?
Oh, finish basic, then maneuvers, I guess, and then overseas.
Overseas? Sure, I guess sooner or later. Pete, I tell you something. When you get back, I don't care when it is, the day you get back, you come right here for the biggest banana split you ever heard of. On the house, Pete. Strictly on the house. This is my last jar of those cherries, see? These I save for Pete when he gets back. It's not a real banana split if you don't have no cherries. Now I ask him, is it? His folks, they say he's in the hospital still. So maybe he's never even coming back, and I'm just a crazy fool. I always save these cherries just to make a banana split for Pete.
Nurse!
Take it easy, soldier. You're going home.
You hear that? That's the voice of hope. Hope that means life. You save those cherries, old friend. You'll be needing them. Pete's coming home. This is the care, the costly care which makes men live again and weaves the broken strands of men's lives together. These are the men for whom the war is not yet over. Broken bodies, names on a list.
Martin William.
Martin William. Check.
Darling.
No, no, Bill.
But, darling, it had to come sooner or later. You knew that. We both knew that.
Oh, I know. I know, Bill. But now, just now.
Do you think I wanted it this way?
Oh, darling, I'm sorry. It was just such a shock, that's all. I knew you'd be leaving sooner or later. I knew with the war on, they could scarcely afford not to send you over there. After all, they probably wonder how they could ever win the war without you. I don't blame them a bit, really.
Oh, darling, it's easier for me when you cry. Then I can play the great big strong soldier. It's when you're so brave, that's what gets me down.
Oh, Bill, a great big lieutenant like you.
Oh, darling, I'll miss you so. And whenever you're lonely and miserable, just think, I'm just as lonely for you. And that way, we'll always be together.
I know, Bill. Of course we will.
We've got to try to think of this as not the end of things.
No, of course not.
Just a little interruption, that's all. Everything we've planned, that still holds good. Every bit of it.
I know. As a matter of fact, I was just looking over those house plans we made just today. And there's one thing I'm not quite sure about.
What was that?
Well, in those sketches, we put your den on the second floor, and we had to cut my closet sort of narrow to fit it in.
Yes, that's right.
But really, Bill, closet space is very important. Bill. Oh, Bill.
We'll be together, darling, always. And we'll write, darling.
I'll write. I'll write every day. And, Bill.
Yes?
I'll write. And before long, I may have some news for you, Bill. Terribly nice news. Oh, little Bill. We've waited so long. Oh, little Bill, little boy. Your daddy. He's such a nice daddy. Such a good daddy. We've just got to keep hoping and praying that he'll get well again. Oh, little Bill, help me. Help me to keep hoping.
Nurse.
Take it easy, soldier. You're going home.
You hear that? That's the voice of hope. Little Bill's dad is coming home. That's the voice of life. That's the care, the costly care needed for the men for whom the war is not yet over. Yes, Bill's coming home, and Eddie's coming home, too, and old Buck will stretch those tired old legs of his and come bounding up to Eddie like a young puppy again. And Pete's coming home, so hang on to that last jar of cherries. Pete'll be over for that banana split. Yes, they're coming home, all right. Those names on a list. Your bonds will see to that.
Millions of people are still buying bonds through the payroll savings plan. The payroll savings plan is being continued by your government at the request of both labor and management. Here is the easy way to save, to provide that substantial nest egg for the future, and to make money at the same time. For United States savings bonds, pay $4 at maturity 10 years from now for every $3 invested today. Enroll in the payroll savings plan and start saving so that you can own your own home or provide a college education for your children or have the means to go into business someday. And if you don't work in a plant where the payroll savings plan is in effect, make it a weekly habit to visit your bank or post office. You can always buy United States savings bonds at either place. Buy them and hold them for your own future. The United States Treasury thanks Raymond Edward Johnson, Robert Haig, Mary Jane Higney, and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury Salute was written by Donald Egger and directed by Mark Goodson. The music was under the direction of Mark Warnow. This is Ken Banghart speaking. Remember, buy United States savings bonds and hold them. They are an investment in the future, your country's future, and your future.